The Kavod Chanukah, we continue to explore the sugya of Shemen Zayis. And we had seen the Gemara had quoted two of the first generation Amoraim, two of the Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Shmuel and Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael. Both had said that the bracha on Shemen Zayis is a Borei Pri Ha'etz. The first segment of the Gemara wanted to figure out, why don't we upgrade to some new, even higher, more unique bracha, like a Borei Pri Eitz HaZayis, the same way we upgrade Yayin to Bracha Miyuchedes. And that the Gemara had answered, because Yayin is so aid. Yayin makes a meal. Yayin fills you in a way that oil does not. And then we had been focused on the second piece of the Gemara, where the Gemara wanted to know, forget about why isn't it some other bracha, let's understand the din that they did say. They did say that it is the Borei Pri Ha'etz, and when does that even come up? That's what we want to know. What's the Hechatimsa? What's the scenario where you're actually going to make a Borei Pri Ha'etz and Shemen Zayis? After all, the Gemara went through three different scenarios, and each one seemed to be problematic. The first possibility was you're having the oil straight. We proved from the dinam of Karen V'chomesh, Zar Sha'ochel Truma B'shogeg, that Shtias Shemen is not considered to be a normal Shtia. The Gemara says, Azuki Mazik. It's going to be painful. Apipashta means it's going to hurt your belly. Some say it means it's a hezek to the Shemen. It's a misuse. There are much better ways to consume oil. That's not an optimal use of the oil. So that's not a standard. That's not a standard achila, so it's not for a czar to drink oil shel truma is not a full violation of a czar eating truma, because this is not a normal achila, and therefore hu adinami, you would not make a borei pri ha'etz. As a side point, it's interesting, the Gemara could have at that point said, you don't make a borei pri ha'etz on drinking oil alone, maybe you should make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on being sach oil alone. After all, the Mishnah said the normal way to consume pure Shemen Zayis is sicha, to use it as moisturizing cream. So it's interesting, and aside, we'll talk about it during the Seder a little bit. It's interesting that, to think about it, I think someone mentioned this in the last year, last week, that Birkas Hanenin, Nenem Ozeb Lo Bracha, we don't say by other Hanos, Tafka Achila Shtiyan, as some of you saw this morning during Seder, Reyach. So it's interesting. The Gemara didn't even have a Havamina that, although, and even level of Doraisa, on the level of Doraisa, Sicha has the same status as Shia, that if a Zar Sach Truma oil, that's a violation Doraisa of Achilas Truma al Dezar, and he pays Karen V'chomesh, so Sicha Keshtia, but yet we didn't even have a Havamina that you would make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on being Sach oil. It's interesting, you got to figure out why. You got to say, look, maybe the Rishonim in the Reach Sugim, in Gilan Beis, may explain. The Gemara at the end has a pasuk to explain how come inayin that you make a bracha on reich. It's an interesting question, but kitsa, the Gemara is taking it as an assumption that does not waver, that shemen zayis you make a ha'etz, that means ingesting shemen zayis. So scenario number one is you're ingesting it straight. We said no azuki mazik. Scenario number two is you're eating, you're dipping your bread in your pizza in the oil, and we said that's normal achila, but it's tafel to the bread. You're not going to make ha'etz on oil. Option number three was it's mixing with some other item, mixing with the anigron. You're having it with your vegetable soup or with your borscht. You made it creamier by adding olive oil, the full fat version. So the Gemara said, Weiter, it's still going to be tafel. You make the bracha on the anigron, on the vegetable soup. The vegetable broth, you're not going to make ha'etz. The oil is tafel to the anigron. So the Gemara said, well, we talk about scenario number four, or if you will, scenario 3B. Al yedei anigron, but with a twist. What's the twist? Twist was, al yedei anigron, but it's l'refua. Stamaza, you're having anigron because you enjoy soup, you enjoy borscht. So even if you add a little bit of oil, olive oil to make it creamy, the oil is tafel. But if you're happy, the Gemara says, sometimes people add oil to their anigron because they really want the oil, because they have a sore throat, so they want to take oil, the same way we might gargle with salt water or with warm water or have tea to soothe their throats. In Betkufas Chazal, they would soothe their throats with oil, with olive oil. And the Gemara goes on to quote a brisa in the context of refuah b'Shabbos. We saw last time, Mishnais in the 14th parak of Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes and Beis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Mishnah records that midrabbanan, you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. A gzeir may come to Tochen. And we said there are two exceptions, two major exceptions to that Easter. Is number one, if you're a chola, if it's not lavdafka sakana, but a real choli, you're bedridden, you're out of commission, so then you're allowed to take medication. Or even if it's mechosh b'yalma, even just a little ache or a pain, nothing that's putting you out of commission, you're not a chola, but even just an ache or a pain, refuah is usser, but not if it's machal brim. If it's a sort, you're doing something, the refuah, but the sort of thing that other people might do just as part of the healthy lifestyle, you're only having hot tea because your throat hurts. But plain people drink tea every day. That's what it is. Machal riyim. It's the food of healthy people. So even the your kavana is a refuah, it's still a mutter. That's what the Gemara here quotes the Braisa. To gargle oil is a problem on Shabbos, because that's clearly something only doing the refuah. People don't gargle olive oil if they're healthy. But people do mix olive oil into their anigron, even if they're healthy. So if you're doing it, if you have a sore throat, so don't take the. If it's during the week, feel free to gargle olive oil. On Shabbos, don't gargle olive oil, but have it with an aniger. So that's what the Gemara said. Okay. And then there was the very end of the Gemara talks a little bit more about refuah and brachas. We'll get to that bli neder some other time. Now we had started to focus last time, and here we're going to try wrap things together. We had started to focus last time on the first scenario. The first of the three scenarios the Gemara had, you're taking the oil straight. Taking the oil straight, the Gemara said, oh, I have a raya from a Tosefta, a Braisa, about Trumas. Now what? Azuki Mazik, it's not a normal shtia, it's not a normal achila, and therefore what? So Rashi had said, and therefore you don't make a bracha. As Rabbi Amunov pointed out, Rashi said you don't make a bracha. And that's what we saw many Rishonim said. The Tur says, and therefore, you don't make a bracha. The Hagavos Maimon Bar the Rambam, who was a intellectual uncle, so to speak, of the Tur. The Hagavos Maimon was a chaver of the Tur's father, the Rosh. He quoted from their common writer, the Maram. No bracha. And that's what the Rosh quotes from the Rif. The Rif and the Rosh both say, no bracha. Azuki Mazik, no bracha. So, but here's the problem. All these Rishonim say, again, in the Shevin Zayi scenarios, 1, 2, and 3, where 3 was Aide Anigron, 2 was Aide Pas, and number 1 was Shoseb En, you drink it straight, versus Ozuki Mazik. So, Rov Rishonim say that means Heino Mevarech Kla. Rambam says Kishamaka. We saw that last time. That's Rambam in Ches Beis. He says if either Shasa Shemen Levado, or one of the cases Rambam says when you say a shahakal, sharei lo nena b'tam Hashemah, you're not enjoying the flavor of the oil. You drink it straight. So you make a shahakal. All the other Rishonim say, no bracha, no, that's not normal achila. So what's Rambam saying? So last time we had discussed rayas back and forth, there was a raya to most Rishonim from the Gemara and Lamed Vav on the Beis, of Pilpuli, the peppers, we passed in. Rava says, no bracha at all. On the other hand, Bach pointed out a raya to the Rambam from our Amud, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, but the kimcha, the sari, barley flour, which the Gemara says is a shahakal, afagav, the kashi, the kukiyani. Some disease that they believed was caused or exacerbated by eating barley flour. Whatever it is, that's what the doctors of the time said. So you paskin based on your scientist. Ein l'chal scientist shebi amecha. So if your scientists say it's a kashla kukiani, I don't know what our scientists say nowadays. I'll look in the gastroenterological literature about eating a barley flour. But the Maisa, they said, look, on one hand you have a raya to the other Rishonim, no bracha at all, the Gemara Lan Vavim days, and we pass in like Rava, and the Pilpuli have no bracha. You're not chai if you're eating Yom Kippur, and there's no bracha at all if you eat it throughout the year. Raw, whole, black peppercorns. On the other hand, Gemara and Aram, the next piece of Gemara, says that the kimcha desari, the barley flour, is a shehachal. Even though it's kashi le kukiyani. So what are we... So one question in thinking about the Rambam is, what does he do? What does he do with the raya? The kashi mi Gemara. The other issue we raised was, why does it make sense? Either it's a ha'etz or there's no bracha. Since when does it have two different ones? Why are you making a shakal? The bracha is ha'etz. As we said, that's the whole point. The bracha is ha'etz. Either make ha'etz or for some reason there's no bracha whatsoever. There's no bracha whatsoever. So this all came together in the following way, which we'll develop more now. And that was. So the case of Mishnah and the Bach both point out the Gemara, our Gemara didn't say Beferish, no bracha. Our Gemara just said no heights. So it sort of leaves it open to interpretation. Okay. But why would it be a shahakal as opposed to nothing? Why would it be a shahakal as opposed to nothing? So here we came back to an idea. This we had left off with last time. Two aspects to Bracha Rishonah. We already saw it, the first time we saw it, was the Gemara Lamaham and Aleph that says that with the Shahako is Matir the Issa. And the Gemara said, if you make a Shahako, you're not in violation of Asr Adam. But Mikol Makom, Yilmar Kol HaBrachas. Remember, that was the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Ayman Aleph. That if you make a Shahakal, you're not in violation of Asar Shiena, but you're still supposed to say the right Bracha. So that means there are two aspects to Bracha Rishona. Number one, it's Matir Esar Isser. There's an Isser to enjoy the world without a Bracha. But then also, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, midrabanan, of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with specificity for different things. So there are two aspects. It's matir the isser. There's an isser to eat without a bracha. And there's also a mitzvah, midrabanan. So again, we saw the Rebbe in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. We, by the way, also came across this in Bikias a little bit, the beginning of the third parak. Meso Mutal Fano. Remember that? Meso Mutal Fano, he's pater from all mitzvahs. Pater from all mitzvahs. He doesn't say Kriya Shema, he doesn't bench. There is a discussion in Poskim, does he say Bracha Rishona? Yesh Omrim, the Mevarek Bracha Rishona. Why would that be? He's pater from all the mitzvahs. So some say, yeah, but it's not just a mitzvah. You're being matir, the Isser, the Isser, the Hanat Smal Bracha. It's truth. Okay. And now we come to Shemen Zayis. What are you going to do with Shemen Zayis? So this is where we left off with. This is where we left off with last time, that the Rambam would say that it's true. Why are you making a shahakal? Why are you sort of like in between? Either you make a bracha, don't make a bracha. What's this in between? So the answer is that Rambam might say that pirut bebrachas, that din too. Of pirut bebrachas is
only with a normal achila, only with ragil.
Even a normal achila, that's when Chazal made the mitzvah appear in Pebrachas. But the Rambam would say, the other Rishonim would say, if it's an abnormal achila, the whole din of bracha doesn't apply. The Rambam would say, no. Rambam apparently holds, when it's an abnormal achila, they weren't misaking the second level. There's a mitzvah, midrabanan, to say a specific bracha, that doesn't apply. But the Rambam thinks, if you're not having the full normal hana, you're not nenem b'tam ha-shemen, you're not enjoying the oil in normal fashion, there's no bor pri'etz. But the Rambam thinks, you still have to matir the iser. That iser, the Rambam thinks, does apply b'chol achila.
The din number two, a pir b'bracha, is only with a normal achila. But din number one of the iser, even if it's mazik, even if it's an abnormal achila, he thinks you still have to make a bracha. Where do you see?
So if you still have to make a bracha, what bracha do you make? What's the generic bracha? Generic bracha shahakol. How do I know? So number one, back to nafkin number one. Right back on Lamehim and Aleph, you saw, you can really make Shahakal Yirei Mata the Isser. And where else do you see, potentially, that Shahakal is a generic catch-all bracha? Well, okay, good, if you don't know what to say. But where do you see, even if it's for sure, okay, good.
On Daf Mem, you see that Shahakal, Mahani B'Dievin for everything. And number five, you even see it
on Daf Mem Gimel. You saw that sugya in Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph? What did the Gemara introduce you to in the bottom of Gimel and Aleph? What world of brachas? Pzamim. Right? Birkas Arayach. You saw the Gemara there, take a peek. The Gemara there in the bottom of Gimel and Aleph, wrapping onto the top of Gimel and Vase, here deep, deep into our parak, the Gemara introduces Birkas Arayach. They have all these different brachas of food. You also have several different brachas on Reach. And the Gemara makes it clear that there's pirut bebrachas. Just like there's the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Just like there's pirut bebrachas, there are different specific sub-brachas for different foods. There are also different specific sub-brachos for different types of scents. You might know it because you saw it in the Siddur. Where did the Siddur get it from? Brachas Mem Gimel and Aleph and Mem Gimel and Vez. First the Gemara talks about Bari Mini Besamim. And then the Gemara says, there's the idea of saying a bari atzei b'samim. If you have as many scents are, maybe most, are derived from woody plants, leaves or branches of woody plants, like cinnamon and like many other natural spices, so then you make a bari atzei b'samim. The Gemara says, bari mini b'samim. Well, if you have an animal-based spice, or it talks about musk, which not necessarily the same as musk, but whatever it is, it's some sort of animal-based, different Yishamim have different ways of interpreting what the musk, or musak, or mushk, that the Gemara references, but some sort of animal-based spice, made from some different interpretations, they make a bari mini b'samim. How about, then the Gemara says, if you have particular oils get their own borei shemen orev, or the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda was a great Zionist, he particularly loved Eretz Yisrael, so then he would say, Bori Shemen Artsenu. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda loved Eretz Yisrael so much?
Rabbi Yehuda
the Tana. Now Rabbi Yehuda, very good. Shai saying, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, we know he loved Eretz Yisrael. But in centuries before him, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, how do you know he particularly loved Eretz Yisrael so much from the Mishnais of our Perek? The Mishnais of our Perek. Mishnah discusses Kedima Bibrachas. If you bring someone an apple and a fig, so what do you make a bracha on? You can make a haitz, you can eat both. Which one do you make the bracha on? Well? Let's say apple and a fig. A fig is shivas aminim, an apple is not. But you like apples more. Let's say, you like apples more. So the machlok is hatanam. I believe the chachamim say, chaviv, whatever you enjoy more, that's what you make the bracha. If you enjoy apples more than figs, so you make a bracha on apple. And here, on Mem Amid Beis in the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, there are a whole bunch of fruits to eat. Yeah, which one you can make the ha'etz on? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is min shiv, one of them is shivas haminim, alav hu mevarech, make a brach on the fig, you'll have the apple later. And Chacham say no. whatever you prefer. If you enjoy, subjectively enjoy apples more than figs, so you should make a bracha on apples. That's more chaviv to you. Yehuda says, no. Eretz Yisrael. So, okay. So the Mishnah, the Gemara here has a whole slew again. Borei minim b'samim, borei atzei b'samim, borei shemen arev, on these special scented oils. And again, according to Tanur of Yehuda, sometimes you'll say borei shemen artzenu, not just shemen arev, pleasant oil, but the oil of our land. Shemen artzenu. You get on to Mem Gimel Beis. The Gemara mentions yet another bracha, borei isvei b'samim. If you have something that's grass, an herb, you're smelling za'atar, which is an herb. It's not a not atzei b'samim, it's isvei b'samim. It's a grass, not a tree. Okay, you have a whole slew of different options for what bracha do you make on the scent depending on what its source is, similar to with food. Just like with food, you have to figure out, is it ha'etz, is it ha'adama, is it ha'motzi, mizonos? So by smells, you have to figure out, is it mina b'samim, atzei b'samim, isvei b'samim, bori shem and orev, hanosin reach tov b'peros, a whole bunch of options depending on what the source of the scent is. Tosos, take a look, Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph. Tosos wants to know, it's interesting the way they describe the case. Near the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, Ve'al HaHadas. Tosos says, a couple lines into that Tosos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in. Umi Shaholik V'bayis She'ish Sham D'Samim. You walk into a home that has scents. Guess it was an unusual thing, sounds like, in medieval France. So this is like a rarity. You go to a place that taka has b'samim, but yesha mina b'samim shemirech b'em. And there are various scents that you can smell. I don't know, is it a ha'etz or a ha'adama? I mean, should I be making a borei atzei b'samim? Should I make borei isvei b'samim? I don't know what this is. They handed me this jar and said, hey, take a whiff, it smells it's fantastic. So what bracha do I make? I have to make a bracha before the rest. What bracha do I make? What do you make if you're a masupa? I have 5 different options. If you know what it is, it might be a mine b'samim, atzei b'samim, isvei b'samim, nosin reach tov b'peros, or bori sheminar. Let's say you don't know. The mystery. So the mystery scent. Assuming that it's safe to smell, and who's had experience in a chemistry laboratory knows that you... If you have unfamiliar substances, you waft them very carefully. Okay. So I assume that's safe to smell, but what bracha? Is it spiritually safe? I don't mean in terms of biochemical impact. I mean spiritually safe. I have to make a bracha. Chas v'shalom. I'm not going to smell without a bracha. What bracha do I make? Oh, well, that's what Tosfos has in Machlokes. The Tosfos says, maybe, yesh mefarshim, shavar shahakol nia b'dvaro. Dal kulon im birich shahakol yotza. Wow. Wow. Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos, you make a shahakol reyach. On reyach. Make a shahakol on reyach. On reyach. Then Tosfos quotes the Ramei Moshe Mikutzi, who thought maybe for reyach, bori minim b'samim is a catch-all. But fundamentally, and then post-consumes with la'alacha, shahakol is the ultimate catch-all, not only for foods of unknown bracha, but even for scents. For smells of unknown bracha. Why? Because shahakol is the bracha kolos. Because just to get yourself past the hump of asulai la'adam shi'enim al mazev lo bracha, shahakol will do the trick. So that with that we understand well the Rambam. The Rambam had said that if it's not a ha'etz, then it's still a shahakol. Why? Because the Rambam said, he thinks mazik just takes away the second aspect, the second din of brachas, namely the mitzvah to make brachas. But he thinks that the first din, if there's an isur, there needs to be matir, that remains even when it's mazik. And by the way, what would he say about the Gemara of the Pilpuli? But the Gemara by Pilpuli said, a machlokas, it sounds like about this case. And Rav Shesha said shahakol, but Rava said no bracha, and we passen like Rava, and the Rambam himself passens like Rava. So how do you make sense of that? See, if you look there, you'll see the Rambam says in Ches Zayin, this Rambam for Shemin is Ches Bey, Parakes Halacha Beis. Take a look at the Rambam in Ches Zayin, what the Rambam says is, he doesn't say because it's mazik you. He says there's no bracha today, shahu tavlin. Because it's a spice item as opposed to a food. The Rambam seems to say, yeah, if it's not a food item, if someone chews on wood, if someone chews on dirt, no, he may need professional support. It's not a joke, okay? But regardless, if you eat a non-food item, you don't make any bracha at all. When does that come up? And the Gemara had said, and taka is not a violation of tainus. When does that come up? When do we ingest non-food items without any concern of a mental health concern?
Ashes.
Tisha B'Av, okay, ashes, good. Though that's probably hopefully tuffle to the egg. Before, when you take a pill, unlike a syrup, if you take a solid tablet or a capsule, so my father-in-law assumes that that's not a food item. A tablet is not food. Not besides the shol kederach achila. It's not a food. It's like eating a piece of wood. It happens to be that it's therapeutic. So unlike eating wood, it makes sense when indicated to take the tablet, to take the capsule. But it's not a food item. It's not an achila. That's just not an achila. That's how we began. Chazal only misakin brachas on achila. Or he said, achirish, even on reyach. But if it's not achila, there's nothing to talk about. So the Rambam seems to understand the pilpuli gemara, that's tavla, that's not a food item. But if it is a food item, Shem Azai says a food item, it's a strange way, loosely speaking, shalo kederach achila, shalo kederach shtia, it's mazik, yeah, you're not having the normal hana from it. Okay, but you are doing achila. So since it's abnormal, you lose din number two, you still have din number one. Now, let's wrap this up by looking in the Shulchan Aruch. And let's put all the pieces together, and let's see how we paskin. This will also open some new issues, and we'll close by coming back to this core issue and wrapping up with a neat bow. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish, Beis, Sif, Dalet, the question?
Just going back to the general rule that I'll put to be an anachem.
Yeah.
Good.
So I want Blinetta going forward, not today, going forward, I would love, as I mentioned at the beginning of Shir, I would love to, the end of our Gemara talks about the bracha on refuah, and I would love to talk about also. There is some discussion about making brachas on medicine. Al pipasha, that's only when you're taking a syrup or something that could be seen as a food item. Now, you're right that medication, even if it's not a food item, it gives you the hana of refuah. It's healing you. But that goes back to what we began with. Got to figure out why. But l'maisa chazal were not alpipashas, were not misakin birkas hanenin on other hanos, only on achila and shtia and reach, not on, let's say, sicha. There may be, just as a sidebar, there may be a couple of other hanos that also get a bracha. There is a machlekes and taisis and sachim, whether bor me'ori ha'esh, is that a birkas hanenin or birkashav hodah? Now, if Kamina, do you make the bracha before or after you look at your nana from the R? That's the 2 days in Tosis. Okay, so, and there may be a slightly larger list of hanos, maybe in addition to achila, shtia, and reach, maybe there's or also, but only once a week. It's definitely not typical birkas. You don't make the bracha every time you turn the lights on. So you gotta think about birkas shachar a little bit. But you are correct, right? The fact that something is therapeutic, the hanas refuah does not in and of itself call for a bracha. That is correct. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see. Hopefully, that will address some more of our questions. Simon Reish Beis, Sif Dalet, Shimon Zayas. What Simon Reish Beis is the Simon about Bar Breis? Simon Reish Gimel is about Yerachas, so forth. So here, this is pretty early on. See, the previous Sif was about fruit pits. Or fruit seeds? Is that ha'etz? Is something else? Sif dalet. Shemen zayis. What's the din of shemen zayis? Im shaso kamo shahu, einu mevarach alav klal. Mishum dazuki mazikle. How did Shulchan Aruch just paskin? What did he just tell me? Are we paskin like the other Rishonim against the Rambam? We explained the svar for the Rambam. We spent time defending the Rambam. Both defend the Rambam against a mucker that seems to be against him, and also understand Misvara was driving the Rambam. But as we saw, the logic could work either way. The other Rishonim could also accept there are two levels to the din. The question is, does Zuki Mazik get rid of only din number two, or even din number one? So, halacha l'maisa we passing like the other Rishonim. The Beis Yosef, on the side of the Torah, didn't seem to be very taken with with the Rambam. The Bach says, the Bach was more taken with the Rambam, but he said, look, it's still a machlokas, so misafik, sofik brach zahakal, no bracha. Okay. And achalo and pass, okay, scenario number two in the Gemara, achalo and pass, so then, a pas ikr, ainu mevarach alav, you don't make ha'etz on the shemen, the pas ikr, the ikr is the bread, you make a bracha hamotzi on the ikr, portus atzvela. Vim shesol me'urav, turning the page, in me'silka, scenario number three in the Gemara, you had it together with the anigaron, with the vegetable soup, the vegetable broth, sha'oz ainu mazik, it's not going to mazik you, you're not having it straight, just having some of it creaming, a little bit of oil that's creaming your vegetable broth. Adraba, who moil agar, now does not give you a stomach ache, it'll actually soothe the sore throat. So then, what's it in? Im hu choshesh bigrono, if you have a sore throat, havalei shemen ikar bevarchal bar preitz. Here's the one case where the shemen is the ikar, and therefore you make a ha'etz. It ain't a miskaven l'refuel l'achila, but the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you're, that's not your kavana, if you're not having this oiled broth because you have a sore throat, you just enjoy the taste. You're having your borscht, you're having your vegetable broth, and you enjoy cream of broccoli soup more than straight broccoli soup. So you added olive oil to your broccoli soup. So if it's just for taste, then havali a nigro and ikur ve'enu mevarach el al ha'nigro. So number one, so what does the Shulchan Aruch tell me? What do I see interesting here? So number one, as I said before, we paskin against the Rambam. L'maisa Hashem adavra mazik, no bracha whatsoever. Whether it's because of a suffix bracha, because of machlokas, or because we accept the other shita. Number one, azuki mazik, no bracha. Number two is the Shulchan Aruch in the last couple of lines said, how do you figure out what would be a nigron? There are two options, right? It might be pasik, it might be a nigro nicker, or it might be shemen nicker. So the Shulchan Aruch said, how do you know when the oil is icker? What does it depend on? What your practical kavana factor? Right? Are you sick? Right? What's your very good? What's your kavana? Are you sick? So truly, you look in the tour, he quotes a machlokas already shown him about that. He quotes a machlokas Rishonim. There were Rishonim who said it doesn't really matter whether you're sick or not. It matters how much oil you put in. You put in a lot of oil or a little oil. But there's the Shulchan Aruch here is clearly assuming, like the Bahag and the Maharam and the Rambam, by the way. In this, he does pass in like the Rambam. In this, he does pass. Rambam said, if your throat doesn't hurt, then you make a shahaka. If throat does hurt, that's when you make a ha'etz. So we pass in that way. As a matter of fact, the Rashba had even quoted a more extreme position. The Rashba quotes it from the Rav Haigon, I believe it's right, one of the Gaonim, maybe it's Bahag, quotes from one of the Gaonim, that it's only on Shabbos that you make ha'etz. Because during the week, he says, if you really want the refuah, you would have it straight. On Shabbos, the only way to have the refuah is to mix it into soup. It's an interesting twist. Halacha Maisa, we don't accept that. Halacha Maisa, we say, if you, whether Shabbos or during the week, whether a lot of oil or a little oil, it doesn't really matter. If your kavana is the refuah, the shemen is the ikar. If your kavana is not the refuah, then the anigram is the ikar. That's important in part. We're not going to address this fully now, but to leave an open question that we're going to have to address going forward. What this opens up, the machlokas about, how do you figure out when it's, which one's the ikar? That opens a fascinating question. Some of you already pointed out last week during the Seder of how do you figure out ikar and tuffel? We just scraped the surface of the fascinating and very important sugya that we will bli neder behem sheikh down the road get into in greater detail. How do you know? It's an interesting question. Some Rishonim say if there's a lot of oil, then the oil is ikar. If a little bit of oil is not the ikar. We don't pass them that way. We look not at quantity nor at the Shabbos piece, but as you said, kavana. What's my purpose? More of a qualitative angle. So that's an interesting question. How do you figure ikar and tuffel? How do you, in loads of cases, right, have a salad or have whatever it is, and all sorts of multi-ingredient foods, what are the factors that help me to figure out a bowl of cereal and milk, there's more milk often than cereal. But lemaisa, the cereal is the ikar and the milk is tuffel. Fries and ketchup. So the way most people fries and ketchup, so you assume the fries are ikar, ketchup is a tuffel. But if you're having guacamole with the pepper sticks, or guacamole with carrot, so it could be the ikar there is the dip. And the carrot is the hechatimsa to eat the guacamole. But for most people, ketchup on fries, it's not... Some people are having a little fries with their ketchup, and most people are having ketchup with their fries. Right? So those are interesting ikar and tuffel questions that our Gemara is already touching on. So do you look at how much of each there is? Not necessarily, not by cereal and milk, and not here either.
That was the machlokes we showed them.
But we pashuf and our paskins, you don't look at how much oil there is, you look at what's your purpose. And then finally, that last word in the sieve, the last word. What was the last word? In a case where the anigron is the ikar, shekor shulchan aruch is again, when your kavana is just la'achila, you enjoy it more with the oil, but the oil is just an add-on. So the anigron is the ikar, you don't make a bar praise, instead you make the bracha of the anigron, which is, says Rama,
shahakol.
Who else said that anigron is shahakol? Which Rishon said it that you saw? But we had a line over the Rambam, exactly. The Rambam had said, very good. Rambam had said, you make a shahakal either if you're drinking alone, shasta levad, that's shitas a Rambam, that zuki mazik, you still make a shahakal, oh, shloha yachoshish begrono, you never sore throats. And saying that, he's saying that sore throat, no sore throat is koveh, what's the ikr? So a nigron is the ikr, you make a shahakal on a nigron. So the Magen Avraham on the side, the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Yud Aleph says, what do you mean? There's a whole sugya of the Daf Lametes. It was in the Maram HaKemis. Magen Avraham didn't need the Maram HaKemis. We got the Maram HaKemis from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, what do you mean? Look at the Gemara in Lametes. Look at the Gemara in Lametes. We have it. You have it in front of you. Look at the Gemara in Lametes. The bottom Lametes, where Papa says, the bottom Lametes, Amar Aleph, near the end of the narrow lines, Amar Papa, Pshita Li by little letter Hey, are they Amish for Nemetz? Because this is called the Halacha. Pshitali, Maya de silka, kisilka, Maya de lifta, kalifta, the broth of vegetable soup, Maya de kulushalki, kichulushalki. Even if you're just having the broth, the liquid of vegetable soup, you make a ha'adama. Tomato soup broth is hadama, like tomatoes are hadama. And if you're having carrot soup, so even just the liquid, carrots are hadama, and then the liquid of carrot soup is also hadama. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says, why are we saying here that Nigron is a shahakal? It should be a hadama. What's going on? It's a Rambam, it's a Ramah, but it's against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham says, Ayei Masha Kasavti. I spoke about this later in Siman Reish Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of a vegetable soup. And the Gemara gives you a little bit more. The Gemara on the bottom also jumps into this. And he says very briefly, so also Sifkat Yud Aleph happens to work out. Afa gav the bottom of the page, the Shom, Lamatel Samad Aleph Armin, and Maida Silka Kasilka. The Gemara says that vegetable soup is Hadama, even if you just have the fluid. Mikoma kom kevin de lishtia, mivarech shahako. If it's only a drink, then you make a shahako. Where'd he get that from? Kamosha Kasa, Tosas Shom, Lamatel Samad Aleph. We saw that Tosas a week or two ago. That's where Tosfos talks about the bracha on beer. And why is that beer is a shahakal? The Magen Avraham sends you to a Mordechai in the back, Siman Kuf Chafei, who says it even more clearly, that when it's a drink, there's a position in Baal Yad Tosfos that drinks are always what bracha?
Shahakal.
And this brings us back, and with this we wrap things up. A sixth nafkamina, this idea that shahakol, there are two levels of takanos of Birkas Hananin. There's the second level is brought in the mitzvah of making the correct detailed bracha, but at the core, there is the need to make a bracha so you avoid the isser. And for that core, you have the generic shahakol does the trick. And there will be various cases where they never imposed the added layer of period per brachas. And that's maybe Pshar as well. So Rav Shefter puts together many of these pieces in Siman Vav and Vikve Atzom. That's Lamed Ches. That soup on Lamed Tes, we're talking about soup that you eat. Soup that you eat. It may be a liquid, but it's a liquid food. A liquid food, so you have period for breakfast. Figure out, is it Ha'etz, is it a Hadama, or is it a Shahakal? But once it's a Shtia, once it's a drink, like Tosas talks about Olam HaChesed Babir, and like the Magen Avraham and Gra understanding, Anigron is also not a soup, it's a vegetable drink, it's V8. So if you have V8, you have vegetable juice, which is a drink, even if you add some oil, since Anigron is, it can make a bracha on the Anigron, a bracha on Anigron, being this is L'shtia, is Shehakol.
Yeah, but